This is episode 199, recorded March 10th, 2014.
199, we're almost there.
199 episodes on the show.
Podcast.
199 episodes. Take one down, listen to it, then you're all caught up.
Okay,
so much for my impromptu singing.
Okay, well.
So we're back. Thank you for your patience last week.
Yeah.
This was ill again. You need to quit doing that.
I know. I'll try. All right. So a couple of things before we dig in. I guess, should we do our thing and then introduce who's on the podcast this week?
You say your thing.
Okay. I'll say my thing and then we'll introduce. Some of you have already sent an audio message in for the 200th episode. Thank you to those of you who have done that, and we will put those on episode 200.
Those of you who haven't are in big trouble.
Well,
no,
not
I'm
really,
kidding.
Because since we're kind of behind, you have until March 15th to send it in. If you
yes,
have an
and
audio
even
message.
If you don't, you won't be in trouble, because...
What are we going to do?
Yeah.
But... Yeah, please do send them in if you would like to. We would be interested in hearing them. We'd be interested in hearing them in different languages, in, funny accents, whatever you want to do.
Or totally cool. Unamusing accents, even.
Yeah, you could try to be as, deliver it as flatly as possible. You could do that if you want to.
Or you could deliver it squiggly.
Or you could put it through like a voice change modulator and change
You could do
your voice.
It like Darth Vader and say, "May the fish be with." Can we do that?
Maybe.
That's a good idea.
I'm gonna see if I can call up James Earl Jones. See if
it's a brilliant
can do it.
Idea.
He'd probably do it. He owes me one. So, okay. Let's see. All right. So, yeah, I wanted to say that basically. That if you haven't sent your audio message in, you have more time. You have, how many is that? 5 days from now?
Yes.
Okay, so that's 3 days from when we release this then, I guess, right?
I guess so.
That's not that great.
But that's still a few. We can put a notice up on the Facebook page tomorrow,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
but
that's true.
Still 3 days. You can call us in 3 days.
Yep, that's true.
Yep.
Okay. So who's on the show today?
We have Steve in Lincoln, Nebraska, and Dr. Bob on the North Shore of Boston, and Matt in Perth, Australia. And Tom in Provo, Utah, and Linda from the contact page, so she will be Cyber Linda today. And Robert in Florida, and Tony in New York.
Okay, so let's hit it.
Okay, we're going to start with Steve in Nebraska. And he says, I'm listening to the episode 198, and you have the person asking about adding the dry fertilizers directly to the aquarium.
Which I believe was Tom in Provo, Utah.
Oh, okay. When I switched to dry fertilizers, I tried this, but I found that they don't always dissolve quickly or the fish try to go for them. Not sure if it would hurt them, but I didn't like that idea. I tried putting them in the hang-on-the-back filter, and again they didn't dissolve completely. Next, I tried dumping the dry fertilizers into a water bottle and then adding tank water and shaking well. For your information, remember to put the lid on. Just saying. That's what he says.
Mm-hmm.
Which is good.
No, it's good to remember that.
Then add it into the aquarium. That all seemed like too much work, so now I premix the dry fertilizers with distilled water. The NPK, okay, what's NPK?
NPK is nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium.
Okay, so these are some of the things in the fertilizer.
Yeah.
Okay. The NPK doesn't have to be kept in the fridge, but the Plantex CSB plus B does need to be chilled.
Okay, so...
And it says, by the way, I'm dosing the EI, or estimative index, method, and it's going great.
Okay. So there's some good information on that.
So I have a question,
which
we've probably already talked about this, but remind my pasta drainer brain. Dry fertilizers, are they meant to just be put right in the tank dry? Is that how the instructions say to use them? Or are you supposed to pre-mix them first? And if you're supposed to premix them first, is there a point to getting a dry fertilizer as opposed to a wet fertilizer that's already wet?
Okay, well, you're kind of asking Tom's question again in a way.
Oh, sorry,
you're,
Tom.
You're adding to it a little twist. Okay, well, Tom was wondering, you know, is it good to mix them or add them dry? You know, and this is what Steve is talking about, that there are some problems when you add them dry, is that they don't always dissolve.
Okay.
And so... But
do the instructions say to just add it dry to the tank?
Well, it depends, because a lot of times people are making these dry mixes themselves, or they're buying them from someone who has put them together.
So they don't come with instructions?
Some of them, so if you mix all of them together, there are some that will react with each other and or will not remain stable and stuff in liquid, is the idea. And so they offered them to you dry so you can store them long term.
Okay.
Dry. But whether you should add them to the tank dry or not is the question, really.
Okay. That makes more sense.
Yeah. Okay, hopefully.
So he's saying he doesn't have much luck with adding them dry, and he mixes it with distilled water ahead of time.
Mm-hmm. That's what he's saying.
And you shake the fertilizer.
Yeah, but I don't think he mixes it very much ahead of time, but a little bit.
Just right before you put it in,
the,
right?
The long-term storage is where it causes problems, in my understanding.
Okay. Alrighty. Thank you, Steve, for your input.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, we have another little addendum from Steve from later. He says, I just sent you a message through your online thingy, and yes, that is its technical name. That is how I address it. When I am speaking to it, I say, hello, online thingy. What have you for me today?
Okay.
I wanted to share a small video of my aquarium. It's a peaceful aquarium. I like those. I literally put a chair in front of the aquarium and watch and interact with them to the point of being able to hand feed most of them. My son loves helping feed when they are swimming through his fingers. That's cool. Do we have that video?
Mm-hmm. We do. I haven't shown it to you yet, have I? Let me do that.
That is a lovely tank.
Yeah, it is. I like it.
It is very peaceful. I like that one. I love your driftwood tree in the back with the plants on it.
And your favorite fish. One of your favorite fish.
One of my favorite fish, black mollies. I suppose I am a simple person that way. I love black mollies. I just think they're beautiful.
There's nothing simple about liking black mollies.
He said a couple other comments. He also said, happy 200th episode. May the fish be with you. Which, thank you very much. We're kind of excited for that.
We are excited.
And he said, thank you so, so much for what you share with us. I look forward to every new episode. Signed, a fishy friend indeed. Which we appreciate the feedback and the comments too. So thank you very much. Yes, we're glad you like it.
We are very glad.
Okay. Shall we go on to Dr. Bob?
Yes.
On the North Shore.
Yep.
And he shared a post with us, I guess, on the Facebook page. Oh, yes. This was funny. It was a really cool idea. It's a picture, and he said, maybe this should be your new tank. Save space. It's like a coffee table, but it's a tank. So it has a glass top, and the sides, part of them are solid, and part of it is the glass of the tank. You can see into the tank, and it's this big ottoman, but it's a tank. And it's pretty. Did you put it up on the
quite big.
Facebook page or the show page or something?
I can put it up on the show page.
But it's pretty cool, and I think that's a brilliant idea!
It would enable you to enjoy the fish from the side and from the top. So kind of like putting the best of pond viewing and the best of tank viewing together.
Yeah.
Like that.
And it saves space!
Yeah. Can we get one someday?
Totally.
Of course, if we put that in our living room now, it'd take up half the room, but someday.
That's okay. Someday when we have a bigger... When you have, like, a fabulous office that can be your desk.
There you go.
That would be cool. Okay. Matt in Australia. He's talking about the next hangout. He's going to be out of town on April 12th, so he won't be able to organize it. But... He says, I'm sure you have the gist of it by now. I hope so.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? He's going to be in the USA.
He is, although he says, sadly, I won't be coming anywhere near Utah, so I can't visit you guys. That would have been fun, huh?
Yeah.
I still think someday when we have a ridiculous amount of money,
because
that will happen someday, right?
Yeah, maybe.
We should have an Aquarimax global tour.
and
we can go around and visit everybody, and you can show us your favorite pet store or something like that,
there
or an aquarium. That would
be fun.
And so you have some notes on our next Google Hangout.
Yeah, yeah, because yes. April 12th was the date that we had proposed.
Okay.
Right. And we've had several Aquarimaxers since join our Google Plus circles in preparation for that.
Good.
Including, let's see, Sean and Dr. Bob, I think, did too. Several people did. So if anybody else wants to join in the next one, just make sure you add us to your Google Plus circles and download the Hangout application. And let us know that you want to join in this specific Hangout, if you do.
Mm-hmm.
And April 12th,
then you just send us an email to let us know that, right?
Yep. Yeah. Once you've added us on Google and you've downloaded the Hangout application, then send us the email saying, I'm ready to go. And then once you are ready, if you're ready on April 12th, we'll probably do it at the same time, 7:30 our time.
Okay.
We'll just send you an invitation to join the Hangout and you'll be in.
People can join.
If everything works. And anyone else who is interested in watching it approximately live, there's a little bit of a lag, a couple of minute lag time, but yeah, the couple of minutes of lag time, but other than that, it'll be live.
Mostly live.
It's mostly live.
It won't be edited at all, so.
It won't be edited, and it'll be video, mm-hmm. So you take what you get. You don't give me a script.
You take what you get, my friend.
So, yeah, there we go. And just, yeah, if you're interested in that, be ready.
Okay.
There we go. Thank you, Matt.
Oh, and have a good trip.
And it would be cool if he could come see us, but yeah. Hey, he's going to be on the other side of the continent, so oh well.
You know, it's kind of a large-ish country.
Yeah.
Okay. Tom in Provo. He says, my planted tank still requires daily removal of hair algae with a toothbrush attached to a plastic rod. That's ingenious. But it's progressing. Anyone interested can see the tank here. He sent us the link to his video.
Well, it's not really a video.
Sorry, it's pictures.
Pictures, which we looked up.
Mm-hmm. And we can put those up.
Yeah.
The plants are Java fern, Brazilian pennywort, dwarf baby tears, Italian vallisneria, and most recently water sprite.
Yeah.
And he sent pictures of kind of a before and after.
Well, he's got it up on the Aquarium Manager site, aquariummanager.com, which is really cool because you can see your aquarium over time mm-hmm. as it progresses. It's aquarium-manager.com. And anyway, we'll put his link up on the show page, but it's fun because we can see his tank from, about a year ago? Almost a year ago?
About a year ago.
Is when.
And how it changes when he adds the live plants.
Yeah, he's been progressing from, it was originally a plastic plant tank with a nice layout. It looked nice.
Oh, it was pretty.
But he's slowly transforming the tank to live plants, and it goes through different iterations. It's fun to see. And
yeah,
now he's got
cool.
the CO2 and everything, and it's really taking off.
It looks
off.
Really nice.
It's fun. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Look, it does.
He says, I see the plant swaying lightly on the side of the tank with a hang on the back filter, which is an AquaClear 50, but not on the side where the pennywort is. The ammonia, nitrites, and nitrates are all good, but I often have little bits of floating detritus that settle on the plants, and of course the battles with hair algae. I'm thinking of increasing water flow and improving filtration by adding a second AquaClear 50 and using finer filtration pads, although I'm not sure they make polishing pads for the AquaClear. Any tips on improvising or thoughts on the usefulness of this plan? Beatus est pisciculus.
I love that.
I love saying that.
It's fun.
We need that on a t-shirt, too.
We do.
We need so many t-shirts, hey. And we have none!
I know. Tom, is that okay if we put that on a t-shirt? Would you be okay with that?
That would be pretty awesome.
Since you kind of, you know, gave us... I know you didn't originate the phrase exactly, but, you know, kind of your trademark phrase. Mm-hmm. That would be fun. Anyway, some things to think about there. One, to help with the hair algae, even with CO2, you can try dosing with Flourish Excel, as it has been known to help discourage algae.
Is it just because it helps the other plants grow better so they kind of... outcompete it?
I don't think so. I think it actually damages the algae.
Ah.
That's my understanding. So it would be worth looking into it, at least maybe doing some research on that and see if it might fit your situation. And you can use that while you're using CO2. There's nothing that says you can't. And in fact, the manufacturers indicate that you know, using them both is fine. The use of one does not contraindicate the use of the other.
Okay.
And in terms of cutting some polishing pads to fit your AquaClear, that might be a really good idea, actually. One thing
so
about
you can
the,
just trim it to fit where he needs it to go.
Yeah, the nice thing about the way AquaClears are put together, some of the hang-on-back filters and others are built so that you have to almost use the pads that they sell, because they've put their media together in a way that, like, the frames only fit their particular bags, or bags that are very similar to their particular bags, and so it's kind of tricky to deal with other media in, if you're doing that. But AquaClears are kind of nice because basically they just have this, and it depends on the model you have. I think I have an AquaClear 60, and I've had other AquaClears too, but in the AquaClear 60 they just have this three-sided sort of tray that's perforated along the sides and the bottom, and you can put whatever you want in that tray and pull it out, put it back in, you know, do whatever you want with it. So if your model of AquaClear works the same way, then you could put just about any pad in there and find some fine polishing pads from whatever, as long as they're big enough, and cut them to size.
That is a good idea.
That's, I would try that.
Okay.
You probably have to look around and see. I can't recommend any particular brands of polishing pads right now that I could think of, but it would be something to look into.
Okay. Next we have Linda, who contacted us on the podcast page.
Right.
And she says, how do I find and download the older podcasts? On the podcast app, I can only get back as far as 181. I'm enjoying listening to them and finding them very informative.
Well, welcome, Linda, as an Aquarimaxer.
Yes.
First of all. And we're glad to hear you're enjoying them. This is an easy one. I like it when people ask questions I can answer easily. This is what you do. You go to aquarimax.com/podcasts/page/, and currently, and this will change as time goes on, but right now it's 41/.
Of course, you could also just go to aquarimax.com and navigate through the podcast pages, right?
But it takes you a long time if you do it that way.
Okay.
You can just go click on, because when you go to the Aquarimax page, up at the top, there's
the
menu bar first. Up at the top. And if you click on podcasts, yeah, we'll go to a page that has maybe 5 or 6 of the podcasts, but they're the most recent ones.
Mm-hmm.
And at the bottom, it has little arrows, and you can say older, and click on the older arrow, and it will bring you back 6 more.
Oh,
and bring you
okay,
back 6
okay,
more.
Okay,
and bring you keep going like that
okay,
forever.
Okay, so this will take you back to the beginning.
If you do it 41 times, you go back to episode 1.
You might not want to go back to episode 1. We have to give our little disclaimer. The earlier episodes were not nearly as entertaining as our...
But anyway.
I had not yet come into my own in my role of plucky comic relief.
So, yeah, you know, the other podcast, that was a long time ago. That was 2008.
Can't believe that.
But they're
That's
all
crazy.
There, and you can download every single one of them.
Yep.
So, hopefully that helps. And if those of you who are listening from the archives, and this is an old episode for you, you just go back further than 41. Go back as far as you can. You know, as far as you need to get back to episode 1. But that is a shortcut you can use.
Excellent.
Yep. It used to be that iTunes kept more of our podcasts up.
They don't keep as many of them up now.
And I think that's just the case with all podcasts. They just don't keep as many of them up as they used to. But that's fine, because they're all available.
They're all on the website.
Mm-hmm.
So, welcome and have fun listening to them all.
Yeah.
Okay, we have Robert in Florida, and he says he's in Tallahassee, Florida, almost in Georgia.
That's because last time I thought he was in Georgia. Because the one with the pond with the guppies in it. That we watched
an outside
the video
pond?
Of, yeah, the outside pond.
Oh,
yes.
And it
was really cool.
Okay, and so we were wondering.
And I thought, I think he's in Georgia, but I was totally wrong. Well, not totally wrong, because Georgia is kind of close to Florida, you know, but that's what he's saying. He's kind of, it's a nod to my attempt, you know. I was trying. I got it wrong, but at least I didn't say Alaska or, you know, Singapore.
I don't think they'd be keeping guppies outside in a pond in Alaska.
That's probably true. Definitely not in February.
Maybe for like 2 weeks in the end of July, and then you take them back in again.
So he says,
he's
answering some questions from the podcast that we asked him.
Oh, about his tank.
Episode.
Okay,
yeah.
So we asked him what kind of animal fell in the stock tank.
Yeah, that was his pond, was his stock tank. Yeah.
Okay, yes. And we asked him that.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, it was large. I'm thinking it was one of the neighborhood cats, since it happened during the day while I was at work. I've been considering putting a camera out there with a motion sensor. That would be fun.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the guppies? They don't know the camera's there, and all the people are gone, so they have, like, this little party. And...
Until a cat falls in.
Until the cat falls in and, you know.
And then you have more YouTube fodder because it's a cat falling in the water. And
cat videos, you know.
Yeah, go for funny cat videos. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay, and we asked him to explain more about the feeding rings. And he says there are two feeding rings. One is just a square cut from styrofoam insulation. It works well, but the frog bit overpowers it. The other is made from 2 4-inch PVC pipes. It works very well. I've used airline tubing, but it tends to sink at the joint.
I've noticed that because I've made them that way too.
So he just stuck like little bits of PVC pipe together to make like a little rectangular thing. Mm-hmm. Okay. It says the food I feed is Ken's Flake put through a strainer. I'd like to have a little larger size, but this works. The small size lets all the fish eat. You can't really see them in the video, but there are lots of fry in the stock tank.
And we did see some smaller ones, but there are probably more that we can't see.
So he puts the flake fruit, like pushes it through a strainer to make it into smaller pieces. Mm-hmm. Is that the idea? Okay. And we asked for a sideways view of the 20-gallon tank. He says, I don't really have a good one, but here's what I have. It's very difficult to get good photos because of the bright sunlight and shady tank. I posted some photos here. And he also...
And we'll put a picture of the tank up on the show page.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And he's put some of his videos, too.
Yes. Of the 10-gallon. The 10-gallon Wallstead.
Wallstead method tanks.
Is that one outside, too?
Oh, you know what? I can't remember now, but I think this one's indoors.
Okay. That was really neat, isn't it?
Yeah.
To see there's no water changes or anything. It's a happy, healthy tank with cute snails and fish eating things and being happy fish.
And he mentioned in the description that the Otocinclus and the Corys are spawning and that the babies are growing up in there, which, you know, if you're getting Otos to breed...
Then it's a happy tank.
That's a happy tank.
Yeah.
And he says he uses rainwater to top off the tanks.
Okay.
And the tanks look nice.
Yeah, it does. It looks really nice.
He mentions also there's a little sediment you can see sometimes going up, but that's... Critters are kicking up sediment, and that's cool. But when they're not doing that, you know, the water looks otherwise clear. But everybody looks happy. They look healthy.
Yeah, they do. It looks really nice.
Plants look good,
too. Colors are good.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for answering our further questions.
Yeah.
Okay, one more. We have Tony from New York. And he says, I'm glad you enjoyed seeing my planted zebra danio tank during the first Aquarimax video podcast, a.k.a. episode 196. I wanted to answer your question, and I think he's talking to Tom here, because he says, hello,
yes.
Tom, in Aquarimax.
Yes, okay. He's talking to Tom.
I wanted to answer your question about the way I planted the Java moss. Basically, I attached some plastic craft mesh to the back of the aquarium using aquarium suction cups. Then I used plastic twisty ties to affix the moss. For those concerned about the metal in twisty ties, I would think cotton thread could be used instead, and that should be fine. You've done that
before. I've done that.
Mm-hmm. This setup is a little twist on your standard Java moss wall, since I have more than one panel. My original idea was that I could remove a panel from time to time if the moss became overgrown, perhaps taking it to another tank or what have you. As it turns out, it is pretty easy to just pull chunks of moss out by hand. I just had an idea, though.
What?
What if, like, for something kind of... out of the box, you wanted to set up a chessboard tank, and you could have them on the little panels on the bottom, and you'd have white gravel, and then like alternating squares of these Java moss panels. So you have like a square shape of the white gravel, and then a Java moss panel, and you could keep it kind of mown short, and you could have black and white fish in it,
And you could name one rook, and one knight, and one queen, and
yes,
one king.
Yes, although you'd have to name, like, four of them knight. And
well, yeah, of each color or something.
Well, like, two white knights, and two black knights, and two...
They could be mollies, black mollies,
yeah, you
and
get black
silver
mollies. And silver mollies. Maybe that's
and
a weird
so
idea.
And so it'd be a chessboard.
I just thought your idea of, like, moving the panels around was a cool idea. You could do all kinds of fun stuff with that. Okay, anyways,
well,
enough of my bizarre ideas and back to Tony's email.
That's an interesting idea. It would probably take all kinds of maintenance, but hey.
Yes, that's probably true.
It would be
true.
Interesting. It would be fun to have sort of a chessboard. Now,
if you could train the fish to
play
chess
with each other, that would be
something. That would be something, yes. But, you know, if people can train fish to, like, swim in circles on command, and of course you'd have to train them to wait.
That would be the hard part.
That would be the hard part, yes. Now that the plant is large, it mostly floats of its own accord. I think this is helped by the fact that I have an airstone right under it. It took about a year for the moss to reach its current size, that is to say, filling much of the tank. An occasional dose of Flourish Excel and plenty of light helped the growth along nicely. I have attached a video for your enjoyment. It shows what the Zebra Danio tank looked like a year ago upon its initial setup. You might even see some Daphnia frolicking in the frame. That's lovely alliteration, both F's. Frolicking in the frame.
So he's won the alliteration award for the day.
Yes, alliteration award for the day for Tony. Also, I've added some of the finest Aquarimax music to soothe the viewing experience. Enjoy and good luck with Moss. He put the Aquarimax music over it. It was kind of a fun surprise. And we did see frolicking Daphnia.
We did. Mm-hmm. We saw and some frolicking Daphnia.
Frolicking Daphnia being eaten, I think, if I remember correctly. Didn't some of them get eaten?
I don't remember, but
the fish took some jabs at them.
The Danios
anyways,
and the Daphnia were frolicking in the frame.
That's pretty good.
They were Daphnia.
Maybe you get
Danios.
A second runner up.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I already awarded it, so I can't
That's
give it
true.
To you.
Well, anyway, I stole...
You get the consolation
that
prize.
That was blatant plagiarism, anyway, on my part. So,
so we'll put the video up so you guys can see the video.
Yeah.
But it's very fun. And the video is of his tank a year ago before the moss got big.
Right.
So, yeah. And I think that's the tank that was on the video hangout that is his daughter's tank.
Mm-hmm. Same tank.
Yeah.
Just Kay. A year later.
So, thank you, Tony, for sending that in.
Yes, indeed. Thank you to all the Aquarimaxers who joined us this evening.
Yes.
Or this morning, or whatever time frame you happen to be working in.
To it.
Yep. And next episode will be episode 200.
200! We'll have to, do a little dance. Yeah. Not that you'll see it.
We'll do a retrospective album.
Okay, when we do the Google Hangout... Mm-hmm. We'll do a celebratory little dance on that, because they can see that.
If we can fit it in the frame.
Just like this.
Oh, yeah, you can do that. Okay. Well, hopefully you will send us in some of your audio files that will be celebratory as well. And until episode 200...
May the fish
be with you.